Turkish officials say two masked assailants attacked the Santa Maria Church in the Suraya district shortly before midday local time. One person was shot dead while others in the congregation threw themselves on the ground to escape danger. It's unclear what the motive behind the attack was and whether it's linked to any group. It comes almost 4 months after a suicide bombing in front of a government building in Ankara. Between 2015 and 2017, Turkey also suffered a string of deadly bombings by Islamic State and outlawed Kurdish groups.
Kemi Badenoch says she was forced to intervene over difficulties at the post office after sacking its former chairman. But the business secretary wouldn't be drawn on whether there'll be other departures from the board following the Horizon IT scandal. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has urged the countries that halted funding to reconsider their shocking decision. Nine nations, including the UK, took the action after Israel said some agency staff were involved in the October 7th Hamas attacks. Two climate activists have thrown soup at the world-famous Mona Lisa painting in Paris. Footage shows them shouting, "What's the most important thing, art or the right to healthy and sustainable food?" The 16th century artwork by Leonardo da Vinci at the Louvre Museum is protected behind glass. Sport, the first of today's FA Cup fourth round ties is underway with West Brom hosting Black Country rivals Wolves at the Hawthorns. It's currently goalless. And England's cricketers have made history by winning a thrilling first test against India by 28 runs. It's the first time India have lost a home test match after having a first innings lead of more than 100. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks, Tanya.
This is Phoenix FM.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, it's going to be a dry, mild day with variable but often large amounts of cloud. Although some hazy, sunny spells are also likely. Winds will remain blustery throughout the day, though, taking temperatures to a rather cooler 11 degrees Celsius, your highs. Tonight's looking like this. It's staying dry overnight, mostly cloudy, although one or two clearer spells can't be ruled out towards the southeast. Winds also easing, minimum temperatures dropping down to a rather chilly 5 degrees Celsius, your lows.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar
Babe. Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
98
FM.
Big thanks to the Kev for the last couple of hours of the Sunday sessions. Cracking tunes he was playing. He'll be back here same time next week, 10 or 12. Don't forget, as always, you can listen again over at phoenixfm.com. Loads going on the website. All your news, local news, events, interviews, programming schedules, and you can find out all about the presenters as well over at phoenixfm.com. So welcome to Sunday Lunch from myself, Tony. Sunday, the 28th of January, yes. It's been a slow month, hasn't it? Really slow. It's really dragging. It's one of those months we've just got to go, can't wait for it to end. It's not never ending. I would wish it away too much. But finally, February is on our doorstep. That's going to be much different, really. Roughly the same, isn't it, February? Equally as miserable, I'm afraid. Although when you see the sunshine, you're thinking, oh, look, your mind thinks it's going to be warm until you step outside. Still cold. think it was 9 degrees, according to my car, on the way down. There you go. Weather from the car. The car sensor. So if you're heading out, wrap up warm. If you're out and about, I will be keeping you up to date with the traffic and travel, what it's like on the roads, both locally and on your main runs. A lot of brand new music this week on the show. We've got the latest track from Kygo with Ava Max with Whatever. Whatever. Nicki Minaj with Pink Friday Girls. Got some brand new James Arthur. Yeah, he's back. He was in the papers last week. His track's called Bittersweet Love. Ariana Grande. Yes, and... although it's not the one of the newest tracks that's been out. It came out a couple of weeks ago. Jennifer Lopez got a brand new track out. It's called Can't Get Enough. Got one of my favourites, Belters Only, with Sonny Federa and Jazzy. They got a track out at the moment. It's called Life Lesson. Oh, and I got the Disclosure track with Eliza Doolittle. That's called You and Me. That's on its way as well. Plus of Fred Again and Baby Keem. Also got Ella Henderson's new one with Rudimental. That's called Alibi. And I have the brand new Zara Larsson track ready to go as well. But let's kick off the show with this track. It's called From Shaq. It's called Mama Used to Say. It is a remake, really, of the original one, which was done by Junior. Different vocals. They don't use Junior's vocals. Good dance track, though. 12:06. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Strap yourself in. Let's go for 2 hours of all your pop and your favourite dance. What's on the charts in the second hour? Don't forget. Also, I'll be telling you about brand new releases out this week. Love this track, Shaq. It's called I've Still Got Junior's Voice in My Head singing it. Mama used to say. A lot faster on the BPM start. This is about 128, I believe. The original was just about 100, I think, on the beats per minute scale. It's got one of those DJ outros, and they get ready to mix it. Yeah, there you go, and it finally finishes. This is Day to Get Up, Kim Petras, When We Were Young, logical song.
Favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
This is the brand new track from Jennifer Lopez. It's called Can't Get Enough.
Take me on my zone. It's on.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning.
Tears for Fears. I need to cut across the two. Tiesto. Nico Sway, good fella. Rule the world. Got some Chris Brown with Davido and Lo J on the way with Sensational.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. I've been watching The Traitors, like everyone else, came to the finale the other day. I didn't watch the whole series. I kind of watched it about, I don't know, three or four before the end. I don't know how long it's been on for. I didn't even realise it was a second series either. But it was gripping. It's not something I normally watch, the game show. So I started watching it, and then I realised that it really is gripping. You can't not watch it. And what a great concept it was as well. The final was the most watched episode yet, with something like 6.9 million viewers, which in today's terms, with all the channels, is pretty astonishing. It was more than double than 3.1 million for a series. Series one, apparently, so doubled again. It peaked at peaking around about 5.5 million people. And the winner, Harry Clark, a young lad, he's a Lance Corporal, I believe, and he had everyone fooled, it really did. And at the end, I kind of thought he might get found out. If you've not watched it, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but I thought he might get some. Found out, and it was so close. It got down to the last two, and of course one has to be a traitor, one has to be a faithful, or they can steal, so to speak. And they thought he was a faithful, and clearly he wasn't. So he won $95,000, but he has vowed to treat runner-up Molly Pierce to a holiday in Bali, apparently, with both their partners, so they're off. So he's going to try and smooth it over that he's not really the bad guy. So that's rather nice. He's now turned into the treater rather than the traitor. But big things for him. Unless he decides to stay in the army, he's an army lance corporal, still in the army, I believe. So well done to him. And you can see, I suppose, really, that he may have got a bit of that mind games warfare, possibly taking that in from the army into the game show, because she was convinced that he was a faithful right to the very end. So well done. If you've not watched it and you've got no idea what I'm talking about, you'll have to Google it, or just try and catch a bit of it on catch up. It really is a fantastic series, and there's so many game shows out at the moment as well, and they're bringing a lot of the older ones back. You could call Gladiators. They've got 3-2-1 is back as well, which is great, because you kind of, for some of us oldies, we know those formats, so it's quite easy to sit down and watch them. But when you've got a brand new series to bring out, something like Traitors, for instance, you never know how it's going to go. So it's good to see that some of the modern game shows are doing well as well. I haven't watched that much TV. I did kind of started watching a Netflix series the other night. It's one of those ones where you binge watch it and you kind of watch the whole lot. I can't remember the name of it. I'll tell you later. But that was quite addictive as well. It's amazing when you watch these box sets. I never used to be into watching box sets. But the problem is, some of them are so good, you watch them, and they're normally about, I don't know, between 30 and 45, possibly 50 minutes long. And there's normally 8 to 12 in a series, so to speak. And you watch one, then you start binge-watching them one after the other. You don't go out. You just lock yourself away. Sensational, which is the name of this track. Happily enough, Chris Brown, Davido, hello Jay. Got a bit of traffic and travel on its way after this. It's 12:24. You listen to Sunday Lunch here on Phoenix.
She got this. no be control them, yeah. She dancing, she winding, she make me want give her body. Back shots, body, give her body. Back shots, body, give her body. Back shots, body. Oh, 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 oh.
Back shit, the way I jump for NYC, yeah. Big girl, she carry the best ass in, yeah. Steadily ready, me, ass in. Sweet in my belly, you're like a guy. Something jelly, eggplant emoji. So train when I slide it. Now she watching me like Sally.
Sensational, yeah. What did I do for you, girl?
If you wanna pull up on my tape cassette, but put it wider than the internet. I'm a presidential if you also fell to lose. Goody goody, get your goody goody bam bam. I need you now now, put me on fire like a lantern. Can you taste so divine? And I wonder why you so
sensational. Sensational. What did I do for you, girl?
Can I do for
and
you?
And I know what I know.
Got a bit of Barry Can't Swim, but first let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, where was we? Brentwood is not looking too bad. Central High Streets is moving okay. Lots of traffic, but all steadily moving, so no problems around there. You've got one road closed due to Watermain Walk. That's at Copperfield Gardens, both ways from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive, which is just behind the High Streets. Normally people use it as a bit of a rat run to cut through, and the High Street's busy, which is not, so there's no reason to go down there unless you're heading that way. Stottingus Road and the Ongar Road's not looking too bad. A little bit busy around Sainsbury's where people are heading shopping, but other than that, nothing to report there. There's some new no-through traffic allowed due to new road layout on Cricketers Lane, both ways from the A128 Brentwood Road to Cricketers Road. Not causing any problems at the moment, but probably busier during peak times. Billericay is looking busy on the High Street, but traffic's coping there okay as well. And Shenfield, a little bit busy around the station. Other than that, I can't see anything else that will cause you a problem. Let's head over to Junction 28. A little bit of queuing traffic coming on the A1023 London Road onto the Junction 28 round about A12 M25. But you've also got a lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at the A12 from Brook Street. Expect delays there. It's down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. And that's Kentbound coming from Junction 27, so watch out for that. The rest of junctions are looking like this. Junction 29, A127, no reported problems there. The A127 is looking good all the way through till about Dawes Heath, and it gets busy as you come into Central South End. And Junction 30, A13 towards Lakeside. Busy around Lakeside itself, but the junction's okay. Coming off of the A13 to Lakeside is okay, or if you're going on the A13, either way, towards Raynham or towards South End, that's looking okay. On the A13 itself, it's fairly clear, but you have got some temporary traffic signals at Cliff Parade. That's near Lee Hill, just coming towards Lee on Sea and West Cliff on Sea. So it's a little bit choppier as you get towards there. If you're heading towards Blue Water at the moment, tunnels are looking okay. Bridge, not reported any problems there. That's looking okay. A2 looking okay as well. And the M25 Junction 1 and 2 are looking, Junction 2 looking okay at the moment. So no reported problems there. If you're heading towards Blue Water or you're going across the water on that route. Back towards the M25, anti-clockwise and clockwise, not looking too bad, can't find any problems at the moment. M11 and Junction 27, that's looking okay. All the way up to Stansted Airport, that's clear at the moment. A120 looking okay, and the A414 cutting across if you're going that way to Chelmsford. Chelmsford itself looking very quiet today, surprisingly enough. The A12 is clear as well, all the way up to Colchester and beyond. You have got the speed restrictions, though. Watch out for that. 40 miles an hour, one lane closed due to be servicing work on the A12 both ways. Junction 13 between Junction 13 and Junction 16. And there's also contraflow and nighttime closures there. Watch out for that in the evening. And the A414, as always, it's busy, but it's moving. The up to date at 98. Time is 12:31. Did say we'd have this song, Barry Can't Swim. That's the name of the track, and it's called Dance of the Crab. Barry Can't Swim's the name of the band, sorry. Dance of the Crab, the name of the song. Oh, that's confusing, isn't it? Is there a special dance? I don't know. I really don't. Can you dance like a crab? I suppose you can. Only dads do it, though. Is brand new from Marshmallow with MB. It's called No Man's Land. Great, great track. I've only listened to it once, but it's starting to grow on me. At first, I was a little bit slow, and then I started getting into it. Played it the other night when I was DJing. So have a listen, see what you think. That's how the wayside takes, and it keeps a hold on me. Oh, I'm living in a no man's land, nowhere land, no place left to go. When I'm running for myself, I'm holding on to hope, but struggling to cope. And there's places I can't leave, and they're leaving a mark on me. So I'm living in a no man's land, everywhere I go, running for myself. Right age, wrong crowd, blamed it all on my hometown. But it wasn't then, they never let me down. No, it was me, I drank, I smoked. Marshmallow there with, oh, make me feel hungry. Marshmallow with Venby with No Man's Land. This is another new track on its way. It's a kind of like a bit of a rehash. I quite like it. You've got to kind of get your head around the fact that it's done. It's a freestyle done by a chap called Songer and Black Box with the BLA as the at, like you get, you know, at here or at someone, you know, not Twitter or something. Black Box, so BL, little A. Box. The song's called Toxic because it's obviously sampled Britney's track as well, so it's freestyled over. I quite like it. Have a little listen, see what you think.
Yes, yes. Let's go. You are not on the same level as I. These bars will make your adrenaline rise. And when I'm inside, I got a bad boy showing their feminine side. They're jealous of my potential to make the world shake like eyes. If man's salty, I'll pepper him twice. If talent comes down to melanin, why am I so much harder than you? Picking up green like a gardener do. Start the good do, I put half of the cue in some fat off plate and start sparking a zoo. And now I'm in venting mode, I'm inventing most of the flows you know. And the clothes you own, I've already worn. The future's here, I'm already born. My bad boxes attracting fans. Don't rate good use, acting bad. Man's got bars, so I chat them facts till I wrap them brands in elastic bands. You hold food like plastic bags, cause you love this like plastic fans. My team are ready to start. Team man shaking the captain's hand. Yes, yes, what we saying, party, like this one. Man's pulling up in a blacked out Audi, acting rowdy, bad men round me. There's a party at my ex's yard, but don't shout me, man, don't doubt me. Man chat back to my slapped him loudly, smacked him proudly. Man's too cold, get a chaplet round me. What? In algae. If I asked you, never you, that's harder. Man, better tell her that you don't answer. Never see that you with the after. My man's back to the zoo and lager. Yeah, waste man. Run like a zoo and a stellar. Swing man round like a human propeller. If his girlfriend's cute, I'll tell her. She ain't going home with you. Man, spit bars when I'm chosen to. Gonna make that last like frozen food. Be the best in the world, I'm hoping to. It's overdue. Bare heads turn when I'm rolling through. Still cold in June. Got bare notes, can't fold in two. Don't chat your... Why are you lying for? I stand out if I'm indoors. If it's my march, get flying jaws. Just wanna bring guys on tours. Yeah, a man's angry now. You'll get dropped like hand-me-downs. Nobody got better bars than Songer. 2 years' time, man's in town. By the way, when I said that, I meant 10 years, but yeah. Yo, man, I'm losing up in an all-white Rari. All-night party, call my Barbie. I spit bars like Dave, I kick ball like Vardy. Man's cray-cray, call that Tom Hardy. Can't outbar me, you get bumped, no white on khaki. No filter, man's Marley, white and strong. Man Charlie, it's S-O-N-G-E to the R, be the best flow man, bring heat with the bars, don't sleep fine at 6 in the morning, but swear down, don't sleep in the yard, always rolling, Zeus and Bifters, no guns, I use my fingers, I am outside the box like David Luiz when he shoots from distance, bow.
Bow, bow.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, I like it. It's fast, isn't it? Songer and Black Box, that is, with Toxic. Try that on your karaoke night. Talking of karaoke, I'm doing one in the early afternoon, or say early afternoon, from 6 onwards at the Gardener's Arms in Brentwood, which is in Hart Street. If you fancy popping along this afternoon, you've got nothing else better to do, why not pop in and say hello? And if you fancy it, you can also have a little sing as well. It's always a bit of fun. Talking about singing, I see TV presenter Lorraine Kelly was last night revealed as the Owl on The Masked Singer. 64-year-old performed Happy Talk by, it was by Captain Sensible, wasn't it? Happy, 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 happy talk. But she managed to get into the bottom with the Eiffel Tower, but was eventually voted off. But none of the judges worked out who it was. I mean, you thought she would have, because she got a little bit of an accent there, didn't she? But they never worked out who it was. Guesses included sports personalities, Alex Scott, Gabby Logan was thrown in as well, Joe Wiley, Emily Attack, and Emily Blunt. So that was all wrong there. It's a bit of fun, that that Masked Singer. I don't often see it because I'm normally gigging on those nights over the weekend, so I don't catch much weekend TV. But it's another good format. We were talking about game shows, weren't we? And that is another one that's been going for a while now, and really, really hard. There are clues there, but they're really, really, really hard clues. They're not. They don't give anything away, so very rare they get one right. I've got a couple right. I think I got the Julian. I think it was Julian Clary, was it, when he was on it? I got that one. Again, that was based on the accent more than anything. Right, let's get back to some music. It is 12:41 here on Sunday Lunch. You listen to Phoenix FM. If you're just joining us, hello. Where have you been? I've been here since 12, by the way. You could have got up a little bit earlier. Let's get some music on. This is the latest track from MK. It's called Take My Chance. Got some ads after that, and then we got a little sound with their track Back to Back, or B to B.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
I want something from you to change my mind. Yeah, it's getting frustrating. Feels like you only want me on the side. So I realize that I can't lie. Don't wanna be yours just for the summer. Don't wanna see you back to back with another. Oh, in sync with each other. A deeper love won't be the one you use and then delete. So
Little Sounds called Back to Back, or B2B in brackets. Looking lovely out the Phoenix FM studio window. The sun rays pouring through lately. Anyone thought it was like a summer's day outside? News from returning pop icon today is Justin Timberlake starts a large-scale comeback. We've not heard much from JT since 2018 album Man of the Woods. It kind of underperformed critically and commercially, and he's perhaps come round to realise that no one is crying out for a Timberlake country jam at the moment. So, out are the acoustic guitars and woolly jumpers, and in are timely synth and slow jams. A brand new single is called Selfish. It's the launch track for JT's forthcoming Everything I Thought I Was album, which is due out for release not too long now, March the 15th. A return to the off-the-moment pop sound, I suppose, comes courtesy hitmakers Montrez and Strangers, who've worked with the likes of Dua Lipa and Zara Larsson. Both have got brand new tracks out at the moment. Megan and Three Stallions, or Megan Three Stallions, not and Three Stallions, continues her Serpent theme rollout for her as yet untitled third album, arriving tomorrow, funny enough. The next record will be Megan's first since leaving her long-time recording contract. Instead of hitting out with her own independent label, with releases distributed by Warner Music. We also have brand new single releases this week from Australian pop prince The Kid Lowry with Heaven. Singer-songwriter Kate has got Rocket Science out, and US artist Fletcher launches her second album with the Vertical Glow Up, sonically called Lead Me On. And British singer Dan Ora, who blooms on his most confident single yet, is called Rewritten. Album-wise, by the way, this week, Tom Odell has got a big career reboost this past year when 2012 single Another Love returned to the official charts thanks to, of course, TikTok. Who else? And he's not resting his laurels. A new album, Black Friday, arrived, well, Friday, funny enough. It's already been teased with its title track, and it's already becoming a top 40 hit as well. Could it challenge for number one? We'll have to wait and see. Everything goes through TikTok nowadays, doesn't it? It's viral, it's on TikTok, then to the charts. Other LPs out this week are one from Buzzy McDoodad. It's called Madra. Oh, and James Arthur, Bittersweet Love. Might try and slip that on before the end of the show. This is also brand new, Bad Patterns with Dusty.
And say, alright.
Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a girl looks at you, it's sure your little heart will be your thinking. I get confused, I never know where it's standing. And can you smile and hold my hand? Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky.
Only Sonny Federa and Jazzy with Life Lesson, taking up to the top of the hour with the news from Sky.
I won't learn.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.